Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Monday, the 6th of September. We should be, hopefully, fingers crossed, back into a pretty much normal routine of bet slips. Now there is another international break in October and then another one in November, which may see a slight reduction in them as I turn my time to other things in those periods. But Sam and Ari, etc., are going to Malta at the end of this month. I'll be on with Todd, and I will be functioning on football betting and bet slips and making sure the FTS community as a whole is in good shape. I'm right into this cricket. This is worrying, isn't it? I've always liked Test cricket, to be fair. It's all the other multicolour pyjama stuff I have problems with. But what a fantastic test this is at the minute. I've been sitting working with that on for a couple of days. Really enjoyed, obviously, going Friday, but it's swinging so much, literally, as I've spoke. Burns has got out this morning, but I'm still not sure England are out of this. What else have we got? I just want to clarify, I've mentioned on the pod that I've been doing some Zooms. These aren't just some general thing that I do Zooms with all and sundry, and I don't mean that in a disregarding way, but I don't have time, obviously, to give everybody who's on FTS a Zoom. The Zooms I've been doing are scheduled. I've had some one-to-one clients over the years, people who I work closely with on a one-to-one basis, and literally I was trying to consolidate all that, so my Zooms have been dealing with those people that I've sort of probably known 8, 9, 10 years and more, and been working with, and to get them set up obviously post-COVID into this season, so that they can go about their business hopefully without any input from me. So I do apologise if I gave the impression that anybody can just have a Zoom with me, and I'm sure I will do a Zoom for Ultimate when we get to Poisson, as I did last year. Just obviously there's people who won't have seen that database or used it effectively, so I will do an Ultimate Zoom on the Poisson sheet when we get there, but I do not have time just to do Zooms for everybody. Apologies if I gave that impression. That is not the case. It is for these people who've sort of developed a one-to-one relationship over time with me, not disregarding anybody else. So into that, I talked a lot on the last one I did on a Monday about ego and things. I wanted to move that on a little bit. And as I say, talk a bit more about the practical side of things. We've got the summer school 100 days starting this weekend. As football comes back, everything will get into full swing then for me. And it's a hard thing to do on a podcast, so I might actually do some written pod articles on this as well going forward for a bit more clarity in what we're talking about when we move into talking about modelling and things. And there's sort of two elements to it. The first thing I've said in the summer school, I think I did say it in the pod, for me it is about answering a specific question. So the way I've sort of gone about things pretty much all my life is, that's what I want to do, that's what I'm looking to do, what's the questions that I need to ask answer to do that, and then how do I go about answering those questions. So I sort of break things down into that. I'm very analytical like that, and everything I do really is, I need evidence based and logic to it. So that's how I like to work. I'm not saying it's for everyone. I think this is one of the big things that particularly in sports betting, where we can't ever be right, nobody at all can ever be right, no matter what they tell you about a particular outcome or a particular pricing or a particular model. We're all in effect wrestling in the same space to find an edge, and we'll find different ways of finding that edge. Nobody is right or wrong. Me personally, I like logic and maths based stuff. Other people, for example, like shots on target or when goals went in or whatever it may be. I've never said ever that any of those are wrong. I've said some methods aren't for me, but a lot of people make bad decisions because they either follow something that they're told is absolutely right and nothing else can be right, or they think they're so right in themselves that they don't allow themselves to explore and see that better alternatives or manipulation of data or other things can make them, you know, more successful. It's very, very difficult in sport because most of us have a preconceived view of an outcome before it starts. So when a model tells somebody to back Crystal Palace at home to Liverpool, as an example, most of us would think, well, they're not going to win that. So then when something tells you to bet it, you're sort of wrestling with yourself. Again, it's that angel and demon on the shoulder. What am I betting this for? Waste of time. And that's where I'm quite good at, able to settle out the numbers from opinion. But a lot of people wrestle with that, and they're so convinced that their opinion is right, it impedes them else. And of course, then if Palace don't beat Liverpool and they have put the bet on, then that cements another thought process of, I knew I shouldn't have done that, I knew I was right, blah, 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 this is all crap. So I think it's really important is to be able to look at things and I keep saying sort of taking that opinion, but always look to explore. And one of the things that I've got at the minute going on, just with a couple of the guys I've spoke to on Zoom, I've sort of moved them along to a stage now where really it's now cut the reins and off you go, guys, do it yourself. And one of the things I'm finding is where I've covered modelling with them and talked about modelling is people have gone off and they're creating these vast models, which is fantastic. It's great to see. I love people putting the effort in. But actually, oh, I've done all that. What do I do with it? Because they didn't start with what were they trying to find, and they just think, oh, modelling's good. And that's, you know, you can buy these books on modelling. It's become a bigger thing, you know, a bigger thing in data analysis. We're moving away from these rubbish stats into stuff that might have some more meaning, be it XG, be it whatever. You know, I'm not saying XG's got more meaning, but people are moving in these directions with player analysis, XG analysis or whatever. It's all very well collecting all this and having it all, and then perhaps looking at it and trying to find a pattern. But for me, I try and tend to start with, what is it I'm trying to do? So people say I don't talk about horses. I've moved my horse betting. Back in the good old days with JG, I knew I was getting horses at 33-1 that would go off at 4-5-1. I knew I couldn't fail to win, but I also knew it wasn't sustainable because you can only do that for so long. It's a constant battle to get on. So my own horse racing question became, how can I make a profit backing at lower prices that are attainable on Betfair, not even at 11 o'clock. I just literally had a conversation with somebody this morning that the money on Betfair at 11 o'clock, you used to be able to back horses, now you can't. So I need to really, really be active in the 5 minutes before a race. How can I back lower price horses and make a profit in that? So that's the question. I can then set about solving that, because all of a sudden I don't need 11 o'clock price data because it's irrelevant unless I'm going to look at horses that have shortened between 11 o'clock. I don't need any volume of money data because I can get my bets on. So now I can focus that on price. So I don't want any horses, for example, over 6.0, so I can bin those out. So all of a sudden, by asking the question, I can start to eliminate the data that I need and the data I need to look at. But I think I want to start with this before we get into it. And I'm hoping that I can sort of talk you through to a process where anybody can sort of start this approach. Is firstly, don't be bogged down by one idea. Do not believe genuinely, and I know people are, you know, sort of scroll around trying to find a way to make money at this. Do not believe that there is just one way and only one opinion is right and that is it, because the stuff I do works the way I use it and works for me. I accept it may not be for everybody else, just like sitting in chat rooms isn't for me. That may be something for other people. Shots on target and watching scanners isn't for me. I accept that some people may well make money doing that. And full credit to them. Watching in play and thinking a goal's coming isn't for me. So everything I tend to do is based on numbers and building it that way. And then identifying, has that got value in it? In my opinion, yes, right. And then it's how I bet it and this, that and the other. But I think the first thing is, yeah, you know, binning that this one way suits all. I keep saying that the people who think that their way is the only way and that anything else is a sort of threat, I guess. It's kind of sort of narcissistic, isn't it? It's kind of like, look at me. It's I guess it's looking for a constant recognition that I'm the one and nobody's better than me. You know, is that really believable? Then not for me, but there we go. But moving into one of the biggest things with this is actually understanding, and this is where I'm going to start today, and whether I succeed in it or not, is actually understanding some of the terminology. Because I understand with some people, when I talk about things, they haven't got a clue what I'm talking about. And one of the key words I think that is a problem in gambling, particularly when you get into data and looking at it, is the word regression. Because if we take regression as a dictionary meaning, it means a return to a former state, or you know, that's what it is. When we look at it at gambling, you'll hear the saying regression to the mean. So obviously, you know, favourites win at XYZ in horse racing. XYZ rate, 29-30% of favourites win. You know you can't win money, but in there you might have spells where favourites are winning 50-60%. So at some stage that is going to regress to the mean of this average of 30% of favourites winning. So when we talk regression to the mean, that's what we're talking about. This we're getting inflated results now. At some time we expect to see them regress back to where they should be, and that might not be profitable. But when we talk about regression in statistics and modelling, so we talk regression analysis, I think people get confused between the two, and I understand why. It's one of those quirks of the English language where we use the same word for completely different meanings. So a regression analysis in a statistics base is the relationship of the mean value of one variable and corresponding values of other variables. So for something in sport, we would be talking sort of winning, really. A team winning a match. So we would have a regression analysis. The one variable is winning, and then the independent variables we may look at to determine that would be shots on target, maybe. So it might be those people who sit and say 7-8 shots on target. So teams that have had 8 plus shots on target, that would be a statistic. Does that variable have any relevance on the variable of winning? Or it might be possession, teams who've had 80% possession. So that's what we mean by regression analysis. We're trying to find one thing, winning, and we're using in effect statistics and different statistics to find that. What those statistics are will be really the key to how successful you are. So for me, what I call sort of lazy stats, Tottenham over 2.5 goals in the last 6 games, 100%, doesn't really mean anything. As I say, for other people, it may be shots on target, it may be timings of goals, it may be possession, it may be XG, it may be player ratings, whatever it may be. In effect, we're all trying to solve the same puzzle. We're just using a different form to do it. But the term is regression analysis, and it's basically a set of processes. You're trying to find the relationship between one variable, winning, and then one or more independent variables. So if we start using more, we call that multiple regression analysis. So rather than just picking a single statistic, we're trying to obviously find two or three. So we're basically looking at what are the chances of Tottenham winning, and then we'd be losing things like what's Tottenham's win rate at home, what's Tottenham's possession stats, what's Tottenham's record like when they're green in form, whatever it may be. So I think that's key to understand that the two are very different. Regression to the mean, it means exactly what it says, that if something is overperforming, people say is it just regression to the mean when it starts to decline. Regression analysis, we're looking at actually, we're trying to find one variable and we're using other variables to do it. And obviously how we use those variables then and what weight we put into them can determine how successful we are. So obviously we talk about over-filtering, and the phrase I'm sure people have heard if you've read on this subject, but if you haven't, correlation versus causation. In effect, just finding out that you know, when we overclick a database and get there, doesn't mean that the two variables you've picked or whatever, just because it's correlated with a nice big green figure, doesn't mean it's actually caused that figure. And that's what happens when we backfit stuff in effect and we go too far, because we're just removing everything. We're using so many variables and multiple variables that in effect it's difficult to prove that that's caused that, and in effect it's backfitting. That's why I always take quite a wide spread with it. It's why I always start with a question. So when I filter, I'm quite broad and wide my filters, but I start with the question. I collect the data, and this is one of the other key things I think with people. They don't spend enough time collecting data and letting it build up, in effect forward testing it to see what's happening. So at the moment, this season, my model has been running 4 years. I've only just started now betting it fully. So I wanted to answer this question on second half goals. I've been collecting data with that in mind for 4 years, 2017 onwards. Obviously COVID, I would have probably started earlier, but COVID made me wary of actually, I need to see what these numbers do. But I've now started, launched into a sort of full onslaught in this, because I've collected that data, knew what question I was wanting to answer, and I've carried it forward. I was in no rush in 2017, or I've found that I'm going to bet it. Let this build up over time. This is what I think, and that's what I formed from collecting the data, asking the question, deciding what data I wanted to use to answer the question. Right, that's what I want to look for now. Now let that build up. Actually, this is really good, and it's running at 91% second half goals against a 78.9 average, and it's running at nearly 70% two second half goals against a 46% average. That will regress at some stage, but it will always be above 55 to 60%. So I know now I've got my edge built in that. I'm not saying it will continue forever, but the good thing about when you build models yourself is it's not a, you know, everybody can see Tottenham at 100% second half goals in their last six games or whatever. They can just look on Football 24 or Soccer Stats or whatever. Only the people who I show how to build my model my exact way, and then they're able to maintain that data and use the exact number that I've got, would have any idea of what I'm going to bet on today. Because I could go on and find games that people are going to bet on based on shots on target. I could tell you tomorrow. I could tell you what games people are going to bet on. Oh, I bet 100% first half goals. I can go and find them myself. And I could put a list up before the game's even played. Nobody knows what I'm going to bet. I can get my data out in the morning. Nobody knows what it is until I say to them, that's the game. Unless I sit with them and say, this is my model. This is how you build it. This is how you keep it on. This is the numbers we're using. This is why. And then obviously, once you spread that out, and if I did it and gave that exact thing, people would say, I'd have 100 people doing it. Then it would almost certainly lose its edge. So I think this is where I sort of want to start going. Now, we can do all the mindset stuff, and it is fantastic, and I'm going to keep revisiting it, because I think we still need to hammer that into people. But it does start to become now into what are the questions you want to answer. What is it you're trying to do? What are the questions you want to answer? And how are you going about it? And I think that starts with, one, this being a bit more open-minded and not, you know, I'm a great believer. Everything I try and do, and I go back to the Zooms, everything I try and do and have always tried to do and is take people to a path where they can do this themselves. I don't see any point in living where you have to purely rely on somebody else. So when we put ultimate data out there, yes, that data can always be produced. As if I pop my clogs, that data will still come out. Somebody will find their way to do it. But if you are only using that data exactly how I use it, and I stop telling you how that is, then you're in trouble. If you know how to use that data yourself, so the data's there, you know, not everybody can build and collect that data themselves. So, and we all have to have some data source. That, in effect, gets built from me, from somebody else having a data source, be it Associated Press or Opta or whatever, to pull everything in. It all has to have somebody at the top doing it. So in effect, we say, right, the ultimate databases are at the top, and there's nine of them now. But if you're only going to do exactly what I do, and I tweak it every summer and change, and then one summer I'm not here, oh, what would Ian do? Oh, I don't know, he's dead. Oh, fucking hell, what do we do now? I find that a complete waste of time. And I think that's the same sort of view, my view on chat rooms and things, if you're waiting for one bloke to tell you, and again, I come back to this thinking that somebody's better than you, I find really bizarre. Oh, Dave in the chat rooms posted these goals. He's really good. How do you know he's really good? Because he's posted a couple of winners. Absolute nonsense. I want to get people stood on their own two feet. So, yes, we've got access to the data. That's not going to go away for you. That's there, and I'm making sure that's there, and it'll always be there. Once you've got that, how you use it yourself is the key then. And again, one of the problems with data and databases, people can fly around and change from one day to the next. I think if you get into this fairly open-minded, and then what betting suits me, what question am I trying to answer, what is the best data then to answer that question, how am I going to use that data and move it in. And I'll talk more about Bayesian networks and Poisson distribution and other stuff as we go on. As I say, I think it will need some blog posts and some graphics and some examples. It's a difficult thing just to talk to people about. But all this stuff then you can build in to your own stuff using the data provided, in effect a development of know-how to build something for yourself that can change your life, that you take forward and go, yes, somebody's given me a load of data. And that's all it is, in effect. It's a load of data. It's maintained. There's helping points on there. It's plenty of it. You know, it's out every week. It's done. I've got that. But the key to it then is, how do I use it? What is the game to use it? And do not believe that there's only one way. Do not believe that there's only one thing that is right, because that is, it's just an arrogance and a narcissism that will hold you back. And try and think, you know, I've got to, you don't have to, I let the numbers tell me, but you know, if you are a shots on target person, if that's what you feel, but don't feel that's the only way. Don't think that is the only thing that is going to do it. It's not for me, but that's really all I'm trying to get to. So I want to move into this side of things. So hopefully today people have understood a little bit more about regression and regression analysis. I think the next one I will move on, I'll try and do a blog post about regression analysis and do a little example. So in effect, the pod will link in with the blog. And then we'll move into some models and things. But obviously for the summer school guys, I've done a bit of this. We're going to move into the 100 day, which we'll be using one of my models for those of you, but lots of people using their own stuff, which is great to see. And I'm looking forward to a fantastic season. I'm more confident than ever, as I've said before, but that's just me. I get up like that. So we will be we'll all be good to go. So that's it from me. Have a fantastic Monday, and I will be back with you all tomorrow morning. We're going to do Monday, Tuesday, Friday for the preview. We're at the top of the league. I just love the fact that I'm winding people up now. I don't care. We're at the top of the league. If we beat Palace Saturday lunchtime, we're there for another week. It's beautiful. Right, have a lovely little Monday, and I'll speak to you all tomorrow.